This is Wild About Utah.
There are several programs where citizens can report their observations of nature to science organizations who need their data. Today, I refer to Project Feeder Watch, hosted by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, the premier institute for the study of all kinds of wild birds. The main goal of the program is to combine the interests of backyard bird watchers with the needs of professional ornithologists. By making simple, standardized counts of the birds in their yards and reporting them to the database, citizens are contributing directly to the scientific understanding and monitoring of bird populations. Our observations help those scientists study changes in the distribution and abundance of feeder birds over time. And people of all ages and experience levels can contribute to actual research by participating in Project Feeder Watch. Observation sites can be as large as 2 tennis courts or as small as a single feeder. Make sure the site is easily seen through your windows, then just use that same site all season. You simply observe the birds that come to that site for 2 consecutive days a week, and your counting time can be less than an hour or more than 8 hours, depending on your personal choices. The scientists want data collected only during winter months, so in 2018, the reporting time ends April 13th. Record and report the largest number of each species you see at any one time during the 2 days to avoid double counting birds. When the observation season is completed, you can learn the numbers and distribution of various species and see how your yard compared to others who have been observing throughout the United States and Canada. A couple of tips to get you started. Place your feeder in a quiet area where they are easy to see and fill. It is best to have them around 10 feet from natural cover, such as trees and shrubs. This provides them cover and discourages cats and squirrels from leaping to the feeders. Purchase fairly large feeders so you don't have to fill them so often. The best all-around attractant is black oil sunflower seeds due to its high fat content, and it is easy for small birds to handle and crack open. Suet, or cakes of beef fat containing a variety of seeds, is another great choice for attracting insect-eating birds such as woodpeckers, chickadees, and nuthatches. The cakes are placed in small cages to hold the suet while birds enjoy the feast. If you can provide grit, sand, very small pebbles, or ground eggshells, the birds will appreciate it since they use that in their gizzard to basically chew the seeds. Water is essential for birds even in winter, but you may need to provide a bird bath heater to keep ice from forming. And never use antifreeze, since it is poisonous to all animals. Also, keep your cats indoors. You can also prevent birds crashing into windows by breaking up the reflections on the glass with netting or other decorations. And if, one day, while you're enjoying a melodious chorus of bird songs that suddenly goes silent, you may have a visiting Cooper's or sharp-shinned hawk hunting for lunch. For more information and how to register, feederwatch.org.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
This is Ron Hellstern, and I'm Wild About Utah.